Time to talk high school sports on a Friday afternoon, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank. We check in with our friend Marky Mark and his funky bunch up. Mark Kalnin of Eastern Maine Sports joining us. Hello there, Mark.
Hey, Rich. How's it going this afternoon?
Outstanding. My gosh, what a beautiful day it is for high school sports.
Yeah, it is. As you say that, the clouds are rolling in here. It's just kind of odd because I didn't expect that, but it looks like, you know, it could rain, but it's everything's good and been a good week.
Yeah, it sure has. Good chance for people to get caught up. So where are you this afternoon?
Well, nothing to do with sports. I'm actually heading to Honk Junior tonight at Center Theater for my daughter's play.
Oh, nice, nice. Who's she playing?
This is the first night of the show. I'll tell you next Friday.
All right. That's a fun show.
It's actually 2 weeks of shows, and this is the first weekend.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I directed that show many years ago. It's a whole lot of fun. I know she'll do a great job as always. So what's coming up? What are some games to keep an eye on here this weekend and into next week?
Well, I think the highlight game in both baseball and softball is tomorrow when Brewer plays Skowhegan, and both big games in both baseball. Both teams are 7-1. Whoever wins will have a hold on the number one spot with, you know, a little under half the season left. So that's a huge game. And in softball, Skowhegan's 9-0. They've been pretty dominant so far this year. So it's a good test for Brewer, who's having a good season too. So I think in both baseball and softball, that's something to watch. Old Town baseball does host Bangor today, so that's an interesting one. Today. So, that's a couple of things to look out for.
Who are a couple of teams who have been surprising people so far this season?
I think in baseball, I think it's kind of surprising how much Washington Academy has dominated. I think Class D is up in the air, but they've really put themselves out there as the favorite. They're 9-0. They've outscored opponents by a lot. I think Ellsworth softball, they're only 4-2. They still got a lot of games left, but they defeated Brewer the other day. A good Class A team beat them 1-0 the other day. So I kind of, they kind of put people on notice. Not really a surprise, but maybe how much Nokomis softball is dominating because they're 9-0. Mia Coots, one of the best pitchers in the circle around. They've got a really good chance to go a long way. So those are a couple teams.
And you mentioned Mia. Who are a couple other individual performers that people ought to try and get to see this spring?
Well, I want to tell you about one performance. Jason Libby from Bangor Christian. The other day, Bangor Christian beat Stearns 5-0. He got 22 strikeouts and hit a home run in that game.
Whoa.
It was only 7 innings. You only get 21 out. So he got the extra out. A player reached base on a strikeout, so he got 22 strikeouts and hit a home run. You don't get at any level. See that. I don't care if it's Little League. You don't usually see a performance like that. So that was one thing to watch. One thing maybe going forward to pay attention to that kid and what he's done. And he makes Bangor Christian a tough out in Class D come tournament time. That's one person. Jacob Love of Messalonsky, kind of just one of the better pitchers around overall. He dominates. And Anna Lang, back to the softball for a minute, Anna Lang from CSport has been pretty dominant in the circle as well.
22 strikeouts. That's about what I expect from James Paxton tonight.
I hope so. That makes a big difference. And speaking of the Sox, they've done some damage since we talked last. So, they're playing really well. And I think whatever they get from Paxton, I think that's why they're going with six man rotation for now, just to see what they can get out of him before making any decisions with Fetter or Kluber or whoever they're going to make a decision with. So interested to see how that goes tonight. And hasn't pitched for a while, so I don't think they even know what they're going to get.
Well, you can never have too much pitching. So, yeah, if he could bring anything to the table, that would be great going forward. Been a fun start to the season so far. Well, Mark, have a great time at the show tonight. Enjoy the weekend. Of course, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything going on, not just baseball and softball, but all of high school and college sports as well. And we'll visit with you again next Friday.
Yeah, one last thing, Rich. I want to mention kind of something interesting, something we've never really done. I'm not gonna broadcast. We're gonna do some videos of Limitless wrestling tomorrow night at Foxcroft Academy. They're doing a benefit there, and be posting some videos of that. Something we've never done. So should be fun.
Is there any chance one of the wrestlers will drag Toby Nelson into the ring?
Well, his son's wrestling.
I know. Joe might be the one to do it.
Yeah, Toby's actually going to be repping the main event, I guess. So he's going back to his repping days and going to be out there repping.
All right, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Excellent. Well, thank you, Mark. We'll visit again next week.
All right, thanks, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Mark Callen, Eastern Maine Sports.